The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it will bear even more fruit. You are already pruned because of the words that I have spoken to you. So your job is to remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the good news from the Lord. Now I want you to be honest. Would you rather have a friend who's always right or who is in right relationship with you? I know the answer. You'd rather have someone who's in right relationship with you. In fact, someone who's right all the time is pretty obnoxious. Would you rather have a friend who's always correct or a friend who's always connected to you? Of course, you'd rather have the second. But why do we change the rules for God? No, God wants people who are always right. No. What this gospel is saying is God wants people who are in right relationship, which means that you can admit when you're wrong, which is almost every day for all of us. No one likes, and certainly God does not admire people who are correct. But that's the way most of us were trained. That God wanted these perfect little specimens. Not a single human being I've ever met in my 75 years lives up to that description. And yet we keep condemning ourselves for not being perfect, for not being right, for not being correct. This whole gospel, really one of the most beautiful, tells us what God desires. God simply desires that you remain connected. A branch on the vine, and what is the vine? The love of God. And he says, if you disconnect from that, you are indeed disconnected. You're not going to do any good if you're needing autonomously, privately, independently, to prove how great you are and how right you are, you just become obnoxious. And that's the rules we're getting. We look at our own government and everybody's trying to prove they're right. Almost an incapacity to admit failure. An incapacity to ever admit we're wrong. Which makes us liars almost all the time. Jesus is calling forth a very different kind of human being. But we can't expect it to be modeled by people in power, it seems, because the way they got to power was pretending they were always right, which is never true. He says, if you can live this more vulnerable life, admitting your mistakes, apologizing now and then, saying, I'm sorry, you know, it really isn't going to kill you, to say, I'm sorry, honey, I was wrong. But for a lot of people, we men in particular, For some reason, that's very hard. We're trained to pretend we're something that we're not at all. God didn't create you, brothers and sisters, to be angels. God created you to be humans. And to be human is to fail. And in fact, it is through your failures that you learn everything that matters. Your successes don't teach you anything, anything. They just feel good. It feels wonderful to be right, to be correct, to be successful. Do you learn anything from it? Nothing. But when you fail, when you fall, or as the 12-step people say, when you're powerless, then you begin the 12 steps. Then you start the journey. And you'd think Christian people would be experts in admitting that they're weak and vulnerable. You'd think we'd be experts at apologizing and saying we're sorry. But in this, I'm afraid we've much more imitated the world around us than the humble Jesus that we're all trying so desperately to follow. He says, people who live this way, the vulnerable life of connection and relationship, they will bear much fruit. These are the only people you trust. These are the only people you like. These are the only people you admire. And yet, we're all afraid to be the very thing that we admire the most. How foolish human beings are. But again, Jesus has told us the way. He is the vine. We are the branches. None of us can be or need to be correct, but we can be always connected.